Alors, pour le UN Special, donc
Regarding UN Special, just to remind you, as you know, this is the staff magazine which has existed since 1949, and it was when everything was under one roof. Recently, I've got more involved because it is our magazine, and I've seen what's going on. There's a lot of tension between the two staff associations, the chief editor at UNOG and the deputy editor-in-chief at the health organization. UN Special isn't in a position to contribute to the magazine in substance or in form. It currently generates 60,000 francs in revenue. This is 30,000 given to an assistant consultant, and the rest is shared between the two trade unions, UNOG and the WHO. And so 15,000 is left over from UN Special. We decided at the last council meeting that we would rescind the contract at a request from some of you, including Amos and Marco. We terminated the contract with the advertising agency, and we started to launch a bidding process to see what we could do with the revenue from this magazine. We've been observing the situation, and today I propose that we keep the magazine for us, separate from the WHO, because it's we who do the work. And this money comes to the council. And so the proposal made to the council is that we separate from the WHO, that UN Special be a magazine just for us, that we can manage in substance, content, etc. And we keep it for the staff with ideas that can be circulated for them, and it's a supplementary source of revenue too. It goes without saying that we will keep all